A top White House advisor is warning the pandemic spreading at an alarming rate into rural America. Dr. Deborah Birx says it's partly because people across the country are on the move in what is holiday season in the United States. In the UK too, there are concerns lockdowns are being eased too quickly, but the government's hosed down speculation that stricter conditions are about to be imposed. Barbara Miller reports.
Dr. Deborah Birx has been on the move herself, visiting 14 states to assess firsthand the spread of and response to coronavirus. She's concerned about what she observed.
I can tell you across America right now, people are on the move. And so all of our discussions about social distancing and decreasing gatherings to under 10, as I traveled around the country, I saw all of America moving.
The White House advisor told CNN the pandemic has entered a new phase in the U.S., spreading deep into rural communities.
I want to be very clear. What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread. It's into the rural as equal urban areas. And to everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus.
Dr. Carlos Del Rio from Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta says that's a worry.
I'm very concerned. In many of the rural counties, in many of the rural communities, we don't have hospitals, we don't have necessary ICUs, and we certainly don't have infectious disease physicians. And I'm very concerned that we're going to have a serious problem in those areas.
Lawmakers in the U.S. are struggling to agree on a new aid package for those affected by the virus. And there are many of them. More than 4.5 million Americans have tested positive. 155,000 have died. In the U.K., new cases of COVID-19 are still in the hundreds per day, 744 in the latest 24 hours. But the government has hosed down suggestions the over 50s may soon be told to stay at home and isolate. Frontbencher Robert Jenrick.
There's no plans for that at the moment.
The question of whether or not schools in the UK can reopen after the summer holidays in September is being hotly debated. A top scientific advisor came up with what for many Brits is an alarming suggestion that if schools opened, there would have to be a trade-off, and pubs, he said, should then be closed again to keep a lid on transmission. But Housing Secretary Robert Jenrick said schools would open as planned.
I believe that schools are safe, will be safe in September. We have to get children back to school. It's so important for the future of our children and for the whole country that they have face-to-face contact.
With 1.75 million cases, India has the third highest number worldwide after the US and Brazil. The weekend saw the country record its highest spike so far, 57,000. Among them, the country's Home Minister Amit Shah, who announced on Twitter that he's tested positive. But there's been some good news too, with Bollywood star Amitabh Bachchan leaving hospital after recovering from the virus.
Barbara Miller reporting.